Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We're a husband and wife team where
hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
Where the relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
Create the marriage of your dreams. Become the parent you've always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
The Thomas and Valerie Show. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you could stick around with us for this next segment. We're going to be talking about, because here it comes, school's coming.
It's coming back.
So, you know what? Let's talk about getting your children school ready.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Well, yeah, let's throw that out there for the teacher in you. You got to get yourself school ready.
I do.
But, you know, what would you like?
Well, you know, getting the kids school ready. You hear that. You hear the commercials are coming back on TV, and the parents are shown dancing through the commercials. It's the best time of the year. There's the sales, magazines, newspapers, the store flyers. Come, get your things
back
ready.
Back to school sale.
Back to school. Make your lists. We've got the book bag, the pens, pencils, glue sticks. Oh, my goodness. The lists go on and on and on. But when you hear school ready, that's not what we're talking about today.
Oh, we're not talking about backpacks, pencils, clothes, socks, underwear.
No, that's getting ready for school.
Oh.
This is school ready. Hear the difference?
Oh, that's neat. School ready. So being ready for school is all that physical stuff you're talking about.
Right.
But you're talking about something different. When you say getting school ready.
Yes.
That's different than getting ready for school. Wow.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Okay. So what do you mean by
here it is.
School, getting school ready.
We need to prepare ourselves for school, the children for school. So we're going to start by getting back into the routine, back into the school year schedule.
Oh, okay. Yes, because there's the getting up at a different time, going to bed at a different time.
On schedule, more of a routine. Yes, we're not going to be sleeping in anymore. We're going to get up.
Okay, well, when are you suggesting we start that?
Well, we need to start right away. We need...
Right away in June when school's out for... Okay, now we're going to get ready. No, you don't mean that.
No,
right away,
I don't mean
right
that.
Right away now as we're coming in. You know, here we are in August. And
this is the time. Yeah. August, the 3 weeks before school starts, we should be back into the routine.
All the way back or working back into it?
Working back in. So we got to start pulling back that bedtime so that we can get up at the scheduled time. Because the kids are not going to adjust their clocks that quick and fast. We need to just pull it back 15 minutes each night.
Okay.
All
right.
And start the wake-up time.
Slowly pulling that sleeping in back earlier and earlier,
yes.
Too, so they're getting to bed earlier and they're getting up a little bit earlier and they're getting their bodies just ready for that new
resetting the clock.
Okay, all right, that's a good place to start then within the psyche. And then where do we go from there? What would you say is like, then okay, we'll start that process. What are some of the next steps?
So we need to have a positive attitude about school. No grumbling about this. We need to be positive. We're going back to school. We get to grow our brains. We get to learn new things.
Woo! Yeah! All right, so we've got to have that attitude of, I know a lot of parents have the attitude, I can hardly wait for them to go back I can hardly wait for school to start again.
Right.
Hardly wait for them to go back. But we don't want it to have that kind of feel for it, that I'm tired of being around you and I want you to go back. But
this is exciting.
What to look forward to, what's going to happen when you're there. That's it's like going out for a nice dinner. You know, I'm going to be fed when I'm there.
Yes,
yeah.
Your mind.
Yeah, we're going to feed the brain. So let's talk about it from that perspective, and that's what you're saying.
Yes, and set them up for success that way with a positive attitude. Now, if you have a transitional year, right now, this is the time to talk about the changes that are going to be happening.
I saw
the confusion.
You have a transitional year. Every year is a transitional year. I go from kindergarten to first grade to second grade to third. They're all transitions. What do you mean?
This is true, but the bigger transitions from elementary to middle school.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you there.
From middle school to high school. So if you're having...
From maybe preschool into kindergarten.
Into kindergarten. A half day to a full day.
Half day kindergarten into a full day first grade. That could happen for some.
That's it, could. Transition. It could.
Yes. Okay, you mean that those kinds
that
of pieces.
That kind of change. Where, like, you're going to have a locker now. And so we need to start thinking about how you're going to organize your day. And
hey, do the kids in elementary, the students in the elementary school, do they have locks on their lockers?
Not in my building, no.
Not in your building? Okay. No. I know that that was an issue for Parker going from fifth grade to sixth grade, where he went from elementary school to middle school. That was one of his, was he going to be able to do the lock?
Right.
Right? Right. And so I remember you went out and bought him a lock. And they give him a lock at school. Why'd you go buy a lock? And he's, so he can practice. And so he could just practice using the system of how to turn it left, right, go skip the number and go around, you know, all that kind of stuff
learn
that you have
that.
To do with the lock. Learn the process. Was with the lock.
You don't want to be learning that when the other kids are right there and the anxiety goes up and you can't get, you're the only one that can't get your locker open. That was me.
Yeah, okay. No, that was you? Oh, okay. I was wondering what, you slipped into a moment there. I was like, what's happening to the wood? All right, that was, it was a flashback.
It was. I was very thankful for my locker moment. Partner. Thank
so
you, Sue.
I suppose... That Sue, you still remember that too.
She saved me. Yes.
So I suppose too that a piece of that is visiting the school. It's one of those big transitional years, going back visiting school for the younger kids, go play on the playground stuff, right? With kids in elementary school, they talk about what'd you do at school today? What was the most fun part about school? You know, it was lunch, recess, you know, those things. So yeah, I suppose you start there. And if it's a new school for them, you can get a hold of the school.
You'll be able
principal.
To get a
You'll
hold of the principal
and,
pretty
and
quick
get a,
here.
Get a walkthrough if it's a new student coming in. So that should be happening.
But walking around the outside of the building and finding the door that they'll go in, playing on the equipment, that's all important.
Yeah. All right. I know for me, probably when I think about this whole concept that you're saying being school
ready.
Or school ready. Being school ready is, I like the idea of setting some goals for this year at school. Let's write them down. Let's talk about them. And let's create some goals of what you want for the school year. For and maybe it's not just about learning goals. But, you know, maybe it's about some social goals. Maybe it's about a behavioral goal. Maybe it's about a stretching yourself goal.
Stepping out of your box.
Yes. Those. And for me, I don't like the general goals. I want to do better in math. Or
well, what's better?
I want to get another friend. I mean, what okay. But what? Let's be more specific about what better is. What's the target goal? What does that mean? And what kind of friend do you want to have? I mean, anybody can get another friend, but if it's not the one that fits you, then it probably wasn't a very good one to get.
Right.
So, I mean, those are things let's be specific and let's write them down. And let's write about and check in periodically.
You need to review goals.
Yeah,
yes.
You've got you're heading towards your goal. You've got this idea in mind and you're working on some of this. And how's it going for you? Do we need to adjust the goal a little bit? Did it not quite, the goal that we had in mind doesn't quite fit for, you know, the classroom or the situation you're in, and do we need to adjust that? So I like to set goals at all ages. I think it's important. And
I agree with that.
You've got goals for yourself as an educator going into this school year, what you want to
do
differently this year, and maybe stretch and learn and grow, and get out of your little kindergarten bubble a little bit and stretch yourself and where you're going to go. And
I'll stay inside my bubble. I'll just make my bubble expand a little bit.
Okay. Well, this is part of stretching your bubble a little bit, doing the Thomas and Valerie show.
We've been
stretching it because you're not talking to kindergartners now, and that's what I know you.
This is true.
Because what I'm really thinking, a good way to stretch you this year. See, here I am wanting to set your goal.
Are you
here
setting a goal for me?
I want to set a goal for you. Here we go.
I'm curious.
Wouldn't it be fun, you and I, going on a little lecture tour? Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a stretch.
You didn't answer fun. Yeah. All right, anyway, that's more my goal than yours, so we'll see how that works out as things progress. All right, probably let's give one more. What would you give? Four, let's round it out. And I like fives and sevens and nines, 11s. Those all seem to work.
Do.
Okay, so you got one more?
Model learning.
Model learning.
You need to show that you're learning at home as well to create that positive learning environment at home, like what should be happening at school.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. So it's not that, well, I already did school, I don't need to learn anything anymore. It's I'm continuing to grow my brain here. And I think that's something that we would need to do throughout the summer.
Oh, yes.
And then it's just a continuation.
It's just a continuation.
Is what you're talking about.
Yes.
And so we want that to continue.
We want to keep the learning going during the summer and as the school year continues, after the school hours.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. There are five.
We made it.
Getting your child school ready.
Yes.
Right?
We want a successful school year.
All right. We're coming up to a break right now, so stick around with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how to get your kids to do homework without having a nervous breakdown yourself, because we know we're talking about school ready. Well, they're going to be in school, so we've got to get some things in place, and we'll stick around for that. How to get your kids to do homework. This is the Thomas and Valerie Show.